Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm TBC Danny Beard.
And I'm Birthday Princess Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast,
Danny's starting a smear campaign.
Billy's feeling digmatized.
And we're celebrating our 250th episode. Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, DJ Billy Andrew. DJ. Did I mention I'm a DJ?
What is going on here today? I'm me, Danny. We're hypo.
We're hypo today. It's our 250th episode, baby. Woo!
Live studio audience, go crazy.
Yes.
Why is my boyfriend in the corner of the room today filming me like very Kris Jenner vibes?
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
I said to him, when we're on the podcast, because you're going to be watching it, you can shout off, you're doing amazing, sweetie. It'll be really funny. And he was like, why would I say that? I was like, it's Kris Jenner, Kardashians. He's like, no, I'm not saying that.
Ah, boo.
I know.
Boo to Kai.
Can you say it for us, Lily May, and then we'll pretend it's Kai.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Just like him.
Thank you. Aw.
But congratulations, Billy.
Congratulations, Danny.
I mean, we've not celebrated many birthdays. We could have done this for 100, 150, 200, but we didn't.
It feels like more than 250 episodes.
This is a milestone.
Can I say. It is. It is a milestone. It's 5 years, I think.
A quarter of a century. No, how long is a century?
Yeah.
100 years.
Oh, what's this?
Yeah, so you are a quarter of a century. No.
No, we're not.
No, because we've not done 25 years.
Why are we all so bad at maths? Carol Vorderman would be frothing right now.
Shaking. Fucking, what's her face? The new one.
250 is a quarter of a thousand, if that's what you were thinking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, we're a quarter of a... Fuck it. We're going on.
Yeah. Thank you to any listeners who've been there since day one. I know you're out there. And
you are.
Have listened. You are. And anybody who's joined us and listened back, anybody who's basically still listening 250 episodes in, thank you.
And also, like, let's be real. The podcast's getting better and better recently. And it's a hard... We're a niche podcast. We're not, you know, How to Snog Your Boss or one of them big ones.
No, we're two queers in your ears talking all things from our community.
Yeah.
Sharing our wildest confessions, a couple of stories and getting all the drops from you. The listener, we are quite niche.
We are.
And for those who were like, Edel listened.
Yeah.
I also did the intro there, which Lily May should give me a big
gold
intro. You're doing amazing.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Danny, personally. I just want to say this podcast wouldn't be here without you. Sam joined us
very early on.
Lily May's a latecomer, but I love a latecomer.
I love a latecomer.
But she's made this podcast even better.
And a big splash.
She's made a big impact.
You made a big splash with your late come. And it's getting better and better. I've baked us a cake for the occasion.
You have. We've also got another cake from Lily May, which says 250.
Both look fab.
There we go.
This is my go-to cake that I've been making at the moment. I've made this three times, so this is the best one I've ever made.
Right, what's
it
in
looks
it?
Looks great. It looks a bit like a soggy biscuit.
You'd know Bob.
Fucking Tory boy.
You'd know boarding school bottom. I don't feel like that's his grinder name.
So you know someone on OnlyFans has already taken
boarding school bottom.
Anyway, back to the intro, back to the hotel, to my cake. it's a blueberry an oat cake.
I love oat.
With a layer of strawberry syrup hidden inside with strawberry frosting icing. You know, like your mum used to get from them cupcakes. You know the cupcakes I mean from Greg's that had like pink thick icing on?
Love them. Gorgeous.
What's that?
Fabulous. I can't wait to try it.
So we could light the candles in a bit and we could sing ourselves happy birthday for a camera moment, but I just really want to slice it and eat it.
Well, we're definitely going to be slicing it and eating it.
And Lily Mae's brought a fucking amazing cake in. Not home-baked, might I add.
M&S, though.
But M&S, so it's probably going to taste a lot better than mine.
Five-finger discount. Shoved it in a bag.
Did you nick it? Did you nick it?
I can neither confirm or deny.
All the revelations coming out at the 250th.
It's all right. Cost of living. Fuck it.
Cos he lives.
Yeah, fuck it.
Should have put it on the audio always credit card, sweetie.
Stick it on the credit card, sweetie.
But yeah, so you're away from next week. Well, you're actually currently away right now.
Technically.
In the world of...
Media.
Media.
Because this isn't live. Newsflash. Newsflash. We're not live. It's a podcast. Sorry, I'm currently in South Africa.
I just nearly fucking coughed me guts up all over Sam then.
All right.
Could be inside. And obviously, Izzy's here with us again this week.
Yeah.
She's currently sat squidged in between me and Sam because, as anyone knows who knows my dog, she has got a squash fetish.
She loves eating squash.
Trample me.
She is Trample Me on Grindr in Manchester, if anyone knows that.
The days that know, know. Yeah, Trample Me on Grindr is quite actually very well known.
Very well known.
More well known than like me and you put together.
Yeah.
Better than this podcast.
Probably. Trample Me's probably got a bigger reach than this podcast.
Actually, if Trample Me wants to come on the podcast.
Oh my God. And we could give you one of them masks that they have on them Channel 4 things.
For sure.
Which is actually a really nice segue into something I want to talk about right now.
Oh, here we go.
I've been watching Bug Chasers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
Josh Must Win.
Oh, I've been watching that as well, but we'll come to that in a minute.
Should we talk about Bug Chasers?
Bug Chasers.
Because Nathaniel Hall, who does that documentary, was on this actual podcast. You weren't here. It was for...
Nathaniel was fab.
Yeah,
me and Billy interviewed Nathaniel for Pride.
For Pride last year, and he came on for The Vigil.
I love that.
Yeah. Nathaniel's done a new documentary for Channel 4.
And it's brilliant. Highly, highly, highly recommend to watch it. Lot to unpack, but it basically talks about an extreme fetish within the community. People who want to chase contracting HIV.
Yeah. I've heard about this before.
About it. And my biggest takeaway was it made me think, I felt really sad in a way. I mean, it's hard. You don't want to judge people's fetishes, but this felt very extreme and very... almost like self-harm, and it made me unpack why we get into a place where people want to do this. And I think gay people for so long have been told that they're less than and they're worthless, and then this is kind of the ultimate way of making that into a fetish, I suppose. It's really hard, but I really, really, really suggest you watch it. It's on YouTube, Channel 4 YouTube, and then there's another one called Ask the Mask. Three people, and they ask someone who is a bug chaser and now a gifter who gifts people HIV.
Oh, that's...
In a slamming party where they take their own blood and inject their blood. It's very extreme.
That is...
And
that...
It's very...
Yeah.
But it's eye-opening, and it's scary, it's sad, it's mixed emotions.
It sounds, yeah, quite chilling, actually.
Straight from birthday party to that, but yeah. Hey-ho.
I mean, I actually got chills then.
Wouldn't be a Gossip Gays party without a bit of heartache. I think you should watch it. It's interesting at most. And I think people need to definitely be taking prep when they're partying, when they're...
Just prep in general, I think.
Just in general.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there's still a lot to be done around HIV awareness and stigma.
There is a lot of stigma. A lot of stigma.
So
we actually did a night at VIA not so long ago, and the George House Trust, who advocate for awareness for HIV and help people living with HIV, really fantastic charity and have really helped people mentally, physically. So, yeah, they came in the other week and raised some funds, and I'm a big supporter of the George House Trust. So, yeah.
So... Should we crack on with today's show?
Should we lighten it up?
Should we light the cake?
Yay!
Welcome to our 250th episode, everybody. If you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch with us. Share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, or anything else. Camp crazy or
cuckoo.
Get in touch by WhatsApp.
Yes, text us, voice note, go wild. The wilder the better. Don't forget, you can even share stories third hand.
You said that on, like, on the side of your mouth, like third hand.
DM us on Insta at Gossip Gays Pod, or you can fill in our form. Head over to this episode's description to find out more.
Yes. Now, I want to discuss something that I've been watching this week.
What?
I got you
onto it. Josh must win.
Josh must win. It's a brand new reality show. Sam, have you seen it?
No, I
haven't. Lily May, have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it yet, though.
It's fucking brilliant. It is essentially a cast of reality show contestants, stereotypically, who you would find on a reality show, go into a house, and they think they're competing on this show called The Favourite, and it's a popularity contest, and the favourite housemate will win. But there's one contestant called Josh who is very unlikely to ever get cast on a reality show. He's not in on the ploy at all. He just thinks he's got cast. But secretly, there's four celebrities who are trying to manipulate the show so that Josh wins. And if Josh wins, everybody wins.
They all win.
They all win a cash prize.
A share of up to £100,000.
If Josh doesn't win, nobody gets the money.
That's so interesting.
It's amazing.
What's that on?
Channel 4. Josh must win. Fab. The four celebrities are Pete Wicks, Vicky Patterson, Amber Gill from Love Island, and also Nick Grimshaw, who does the ultimate double bluff because he's the host of The Favourite. So he goes into the house acting as the host of The Favourite, but secretly he's behind the manipulation. It's fantastic.
Really good. And actually, I've got a whole new love and obsession for Amber Gill.
She's amazing.
Love Island, she won Love Island, came out as a lesbian after winning Love Island.
No way, I didn't know that.
She's one of us, sweetie.
One of us, one of us, one of us.
And we love her. And I just think it's a really fun show. Really interesting for any telly nerds like out there. Me and Billy are massive telly nerds.
We are. I love seeing production. I love understanding the working behind. And you kind of see that from what the celebrities do. It also made me think, like, wow, all these reality shows, how much production can influence the way the show goes by doing certain things.
100%.
It's a bit of like, ooh, a bit on the notes, you know?
A bit of what?
It's a bit on the notes, you know? It is.
But, you know, as someone that's been through a reality process.
A couple of them, actually, BGT and Drag Race.
I mean, and Celebrity Karaoke Club.
Oh, yeah, you were on that as well.
I mean, let's not go on and on. The pointless episode's not aired yet, thank God. You know, there is a lot of production involved in all of these things.
But
everything's to be taken with a bit of pinch of salt.
Every reality show needs to be taken with a pinch of salt.
And this is about Drag Race now. Tia Coffey won a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Versus the World. Now, let's just be real. You can be happy for somebody winning.
Yeah.
Who wasn't your favourite. They all deserve to win, really. Hannah had amazing reasons to win. Le Grand Dame had amazing reasons to win. Marina Summers had amazing reasons to win. And Tia had amazing reasons to win. Tia wasn't my personal back choice to win, but I'm very fucking happy for her because she's an amazing queen. She was very fucking funny.
Yeah.
And she had the biggest journey from, you know, placing low in her season to winning this season. All the others were in the top of their season.
The story
arc
was
right. It was a nice story. She deserves it as much as the next bitch.
Yeah.
The same as I think you could say in my season of Drag Race, me, Cheddar, you know, there was a couple of us, Peppa, Pajombas, we all could have won.
For sure.
Maybe not all of us, but you know. It's a reality show and you've got to be happy for them all. And I think Tia did really fucking well. And it's when people take it so seriously and start slagging it off and bringing other people down. Only last week I was tagged in a thing with all the winners. Pick your favourite winners.
Oh, right.
And Lawrence shared it actually and put, while I understand the person's tweeting this is probably trying to show love, actually this just feeds back into the fans hating on some of us and not the others.
Yeah.
And actually, me and Lawrence probably got the most tags in that.
Right. For what?
If this goes out a week later, I'll probably have the least. It's the way it is. And that's not me gloating, but I mean, it's shit.
Yeah.
The people who are into Crystal, say, aren't into me.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to appeal to everyone. We've got different fan bases. So you just want to get them fan bases fighting against each other at our expense. It's just shit. Just grow up and enjoy it. I saw someone put, it's like white people turning Drag Race into football. You're getting like hooliganism out of
you
it.
You are. And you know what? We don't want any of that.
We don't want any of that hooliganism.
Enjoy the TV shows for what they are.
Yeah.
Which is A reality show.
Constructed reality show.
Which, where if you watch that Josh Must Win, you can see what production can and can't do to influence people in there and influence outcomes.
And enjoy it for what it is.
Enjoy it. And if you are a bit of a nerd, watch Josh Must Win.
100%. It's fab. I know that was a bit of a mad tangent to go around, but I think it's important to say.
I agree. Can I just say as well, how would you feel if you went on a show called The Favourite and then you realised that this whole show was actually about you trying to win? Would you feel a bit shit that, like, oh, what, so I couldn't have won it by myself? Or would... Because I have this mixed emotion, like, oh, what, so I've not won it by myself? I've only won it because production have done it. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit of a double-edged sword there. How's Josh going to feel if he wins? I've not seen the end. And
I've not seen the end, but I also think Josh is going to win, isn't he? It's quite clear.
I think he has to.
He has to.
Yeah. But how would you feel coming out of it, knowing that you've only won because production have helped?
I don't know, but I think the person they've picked, this Josh, he doesn't want to be famous. All the others doesn't in there, I think they're going to be the next Love Island fucking selling fucking Garnier fucking this and...
Yeah, influencer
shit. This and
he only had 20 followers going onto the show, onto his Instagram. I followed him and at the time of recording, he's got 2,000 now, bless him.
I think they must have, when they were picking who they were going to have, it's like the Josh, basically. Yeah. They would have taken into account how they think that person's going to react. Because remember I mentioned jury duty a lot long ago, where it's the one, everyone on the jury is an actor apart from one guy who doesn't know that.
Yeah.
They spoke heavily about basically like making sure they cast the right person as the one person not in the know, because they were worried about the mental effect it would have afterwards.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they would have taken that into account for him.
I think I'd just be happy that I got a whole show made about me.
Yeah.
Billy Must Win. I'd be like, I'm the star of the show.
Oh, my God, the Truman Show.
Yeah, for sure.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'd act like that.
I am excited to see the end of it. And in reality TV nerds, we've all got something to watch over the
and
next
I
few weeks.
And I actually think it's so refreshing to have a reality show that, because they've been stale for a little bit. It's kind of like a new twist on a reality show, which hasn't been done before. It's been enjoyable to
watch.
The
only thing is...
It's a bit cheap. It's done on the cheap. Done on the cheap. Like the task room, cheap as hell. The curtains are cheap. Like I do look
they've
at stuff like that.
Cheapened out in some areas. They
have, but they have got Gemma Collins going in there. I mean, they've paid some good celebrities to go in, but the production feels slightly cheap.
Yeah, and I'm a bit pissed off I didn't get the call to go in there because that would have been great. Did you hear that? That's Gemma Collins bouncing into the studio to knock us out.
Fucking hell.
She's finally unblocked me on Twitter.
Has she?
Is she blocked?
No, she's not unblocked me. She's blocked me.
Fucking hell.
Why she blocked you?
What?
She has blocked you?
She blocked me ages ago, Gemma.
Why she blocked you?
Because she was supposed to turn up to a club night that I was hosting and cancelled twice on the way to the club night and had a room full of people booing.
And you had to tell them.
And I had to tell them. So I was constantly getting tagged with all of the hate that she was getting from from people who'd been stood up twice and paid to meet her, up to £50 to get a picture with her, and she just knocked turned up twice
for sure. And
they were really angry, because obviously at the time she was kind of put on the pedestal by the gays, and all she really had to do was turn up and do nothing. But
and I'd just like to let Gemma know that she's a fat and those shoes should not have been worn. That was a quote. I won't call her Gemma a fat.
Yeah,
that was a quote. Shall we crack on with our 250th episode? Yeah. I'm losing my voice. Have you heard?
I am.
I'm a little bit hoarse. No. So, I'm off to, what's it called? Fucking Stable Boy this weekend.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
We should have done our 250th episode from
live
no, from. No, we shouldn't.
Why from, would you not? What's it, you
live from the horse fair.
I'm scared of the horse fair.
Oh, please. Why? Why are you scared of it?
Why are you scared? Have you had a threesome before?
I've had threesomes, yeah.
Would you be the one with a hood on, or would you be the one looking round to Sticky Willie in?
I don't think I'd be at the horse fair.
Okay.
Sam would be a horse boy. He'd be like, do you want to water?
No, he'd be at the Grand National.
Which one am I putting money on? If you could do bets at the horse fair, that'd be great. I'd do that. That's going to be my job. I'll be running the betting booth out front.
If there was bets, I'd be putting Billy on to win, let me tell you that.
Moving on.
Moving on. We'll be back with your gossip after a short break. But first, are you cuckoo for confessions?
Yeah, you are.
Are you gagging for gossip? Or are you turned on? by Tittle Tattle.
Yeah, baby.
Then make sure you're spreading the news and spreading the gossip gaze with your fellow queens, allies, and kings, and tell them to listen to the Gossip Gaze podcast with us. The Gossip Gaze.
Mm-hmm.
Spread the love by spreading the podcast. You can even share this episode on WhatsApp now. We know you won't, but we'll give you a moment anyway.
And tell them we're 250.
Mm. We all be.
Also,
bitch.
Will that put people off? Maybe just say you can jump in at any point because we say the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell them that.
Yeah. It's there all the same shit, different frock.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, love. We've got some listeners' messages here. Sam's in the room.
Hello.
And this is the part of the show where, well, we keep asking you to write in, and this is the part where we read out what you've written in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we crown somebody who we think's just been the best that
and
week.
And last week you were like, I'm hoping for a voice note. I've not looked at the script. Didn't get one.
No, not got. I've
not got one again.
I have looked. So send your fucking
send
voice
your
notes.
Send girls.
And
why
also,
are you not sending voice notes? What's
on our
about?
Brucey Bonus Monday morning episode, which drops on Monday.
Oh, let's throw forward. Very good presenting things
we,
to do, Billy.
We're going to have, we put something on our Instagram, so follow us there, where we wanted people to write in about our birthday, 250.
250.
So we're going to have all your messages on there.
Mm. So if you've written in, listen to that, because you might.
Yeah.
You might just get it read out. And I also, know. It's going to be a very lick-ass episode, and there's nothing more than two gay narcissists love than getting their asses licked. So join join that.
Nothing join I genuinely that. Love more than that. Right, who's telling story one? Is it Sam?
Yeah, I'm
going
to tell.
Where are our voices going? Mine is.
Mine's from the heavy Easter weekend.
Of what?
But I've not been drinking. I've not been partying. I think I've got a smidge of laryngitis / gonorrhea.
What?
I'm joking. God. I don't have the gonorrhea. No, I've not. No cock, no weekend.
New cock, never.
New cock, or nothing, officer.
Are you all right, Sammy?
Yeah, no,
you'd be very quiet there, Sam. Are you reading your letter or what?
He's actually, I just looked at his screen. He's Googling when is Manchester Horse Fair.
Trying to set up for the 300th. Right, you ready for the first letter we've
got? I can see the word DJ in it. If this is about me, I'm going to fucking
flip. No, it's Pump Madonna.
It's Pride Weekend, by the way.
What's Pride Weekend? The Horse Fair?
Oh, God.
How do you know? I'm not. That's the last time I bring my boyfriend into fucking watch the show.
Right, should we do our first story?
Go on then.
This first one is from Anani. Him.
Hi, Anani.
Anani says, "Hi, Billy, Danny, Sam, and Lily Mae."
I was first on there. I knew this was about me.
Yeah, we haven't done this order yet. This is a new order.
I knew this was about me.
A few years ago, I went for a night out with some work friends. We hung out together regularly after work. One of my friends is a DJ too, so we ended up going to his gig. My DJ friend has a fit younger brother who slid into my DMs before, but I wasn't single at the time. The brother was also on this night out, and I was now single.
What, in the night out? What?
I think beforehand had become single since. Okay. Did decide just at that moment, I'm single now.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah.
We immediately gravitated to one another and picked up the chemistry where it left off. But this time, I was allowed to flirt back.
Ooh!
It was electric.
Can I just say, sorry, dead quick, I don't think there's anything wrong in flirting.
Mm.
Whether you're single or not, I love a flirt.
I mean, there's a line.
Of course there's a line, but phew, you just sniff it.
Anyway, it was electric. I found getting back into dating a drain, and I hate the apps. So this was a real pick-me-up.
It is nice when someone gives you a little flex. You're like,
It makes you feel so good when somebody's flirting, or even if it's just a bit of extra elongated eye contact.
If I'm in drag, I flirt with everyone and the dog.
Yeah.
Because I think it's part of being in drag. But like...
Flirtatious.
Sorry, Sam. You've still got half a letter.
Yeah.
But like, if someone was flirting with my boyfriend, I'd be like...
Oh, I mean, right, got you. Yeah.
Do you want to give us some fresh air, babe? stretch and put my arm around him. How are you, my boyfriend?
Okay. Wear your boyfriend badge.
Yeah. Do you often flirt with people's boyfriends in front of them, bitch?
Carry on, sorry, babe.
Well, that was a nice place to pause, actually, because we're transitioning. We're transitioning in this letter, so...
Oh.
We went back to mine.
Oh, yeah.
We went back to mine, yeah. And the tension was building.
Mm. In capital.
We were getting really hot and heavy in the lifts. Oh. I'd recently moved into a new flat, and my internet wasn't working yet, so I put on a DVD as background for our session we were about to have.
Session. Full-on session.
Not having a session to Shrek 2 on DVD.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't Shrek 2, darling.
I thought about him a lot. Since becoming single, so I was looking forward to a good fucking.
Oh,
the
God.
DVD I went for was one I grabbed from my limited collection and was the Lizzie McGuire movie. Also, not Shrek 2, it's Lizzie McGuire, my bad.
Fab film, by the way.
Well, this listener to say, yeah. It was amazing. The Lizzie McGuire, not the Shag. He then claimed he couldn't get hard with Lizzie McGuire on, but I also cannot have sex without anything on in the background. We tried playing some music from his phone, but it really killed the vibe. He then just left, and I've not seen him since.
Oh.
I was so disappointed. What can you do in these circumstances? I also felt really weird about my friend, whose brother it was, because he still obviously knows all of this, or at least that something's gone on, but has not said anything to me. And then it just ends there.
Oh, I do
that ends as abruptly as your shag.
Yes, I think it's one of those things.
Sorry, can I just say, are you bragging here or what? Do you need a hand with something? Like, do you want advice? My advice would be don't put fucking Lizzie McGuire on while you're trying to get down and dirty.
Yeah.
But I feel like you learned that lesson yourself. And you don't need me to tell you.
For sure. It's just one of those scenarios where it's like you almost got the cherry, but then you didn't.
Yeah.
So, do you know what? There's plenty more fruit out there. Literally.
Literally.
Loads more fruit. And it's just one of those things, unfortunately, you've got to get over.
Yeah.
I mean, I've not had a snap. Actually, I have had a scenario like this where I was having a... It was in...
Sesh.
It wasn't a sesh on.
I hate sesh.
It's,
the connotations of sesh.
The connotations with sesh and session are triggering.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, but I know what you mean by sesh on. You was having a sex session. But I was having something similar with somebody in uni. And then, like, one of their friends called and, like abruptly interrupted it. And then we never got back into the flow. And it's just one of those things you've got to get over. Like,
yeah.
There's plenty more sessions to be had, if you will.
What are you dwelling on?
Don't stick Lizzie McGuire on. And I think in the heat of the moment, why have
you got to have something on?
I don't
why
have to have
you
anything
on. Alexa, weird. Play Radio 1.
Oh, listen to Danny Beard.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah,
we didn't have internet.
You don't have to have music on, I don't think. If the passion's right, tight, and everybody's in the right mood, you're in your own head and everything. You're like, the sex noises themselves are music to my ears.
Anybody else? A bit of a moan and a groan.
Anybody else?
I don't want to go to your next DJ set.
If you're really into it, but I don't consider. I was going to say.
Okay, forgotten.
Just say it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say I'm not very noisy. Unless, don't look at my boyfriend. Like unless I'm really into it.
Right.
And then I'm.
You're like, wow.
And then you don't.
Wow.
And then you don't need any Alexa, put it that way.
Right, got you. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm not noisy per se. I mean, I can squeal. If you want. I can squeal if you want.
I can squeal.
No.
But I'm not day to day at
like
noisy.
Ow! Ow!
Not Shimon, motherfucker.
You're hurting me, Daddy.
Oh my god.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, to be fair, that is a bit of a contrast to Liz McGuire.
I was going to say, sure. What noises was he making? Hey now.
Hey now. This is what dreams are made of. No wonder we don't get fucking hard.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Anyway, I've got nothing to say to that. Thanks for sharing it.
Yeah, I think that's that.
Actually, we had a great conversation around that, so thank you for writing in, actually.
You did, yeah. It was worth the laugh.
Do you think
expense.
There's any DVD that... I just think the phrase DVD already
I've
is
not
a turn
even
off.
Got anything in my house I could put a DVD in.
I've not.
But do you think there's any DVD or any film that would be appropriate? Because I don't.
Brokeback Mountain.
It's mostly depressing.
Yeah, but you just get that bit in the tent.
Right,
yeah.
So you just fast forwarding, go to the tent bit, and I'm putting that on a loop.
Mm. For sure.
So you're stopping what you're doing and rewinding every few minutes just so you've got...
I'm trying to think. No, unless it's like a fucking...
That femme on Netflix has got quite a hot sex scene near the beginning.
But there's also actually quite an upsetting bit, so you could...
You're playing with fire
You
there.
Are playing with fire there.
Yeah. You might end up with an attack fetish by the end of it or something.
For sake.
No. Yeah. When you think nothing can shock you anymore.
Right.
Danny,
anyway.
You're doing the next letter, love.
All right, my darling.
Do I need to move jobs, it says.
Anonymous says, do I need to move jobs? Last week, we had a work party for a colleague who is leaving, .. They've been at the company for ages and were quite high up, so it was a big event. Everyone got dressed up really nicely and I was really excited as I was too ill to go to the Christmas do. Now, I don't care for the colleague that's leaving, if I'm honest. Love the honesty.
Fab.
But she's always been a bit of a cow to me. No wonder. The night gets off to a good start with some free sexy secco and I'm having a good time. I'm gossiping with a new colleague in the toilet about the woman who's leaving and I'm saying that she's homophobic, well, because she is, and that she's rude.
Cheesecake. Sorry.
And she's rude, which she is.
Yeah.
And she's stuck up, which she is, and I'm glad she's leaving. Guess what? Which she is.
I can see where this is going. Oh, God.
I have got on a slightly drunken rant, as it's fair to say, and the woman who I've been talking about comes out of the cubicles.
Honestly, camp.
Yeah.
Agreed. She doesn't look at me. She doesn't wash her hands. It actually says she does wash her hands, but I'm trying to paint her as like a real bitch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm saying she doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't wash
her
hands.
She just sniffs them.
Stares me dead in the eye, sniffs her hand and wipes a brown streak. Wipes a brown streak on the wall. As I look at the wall, it says, faggot. In her shit. Okay. She doesn't look at me. And washes hands. I'm stood there in shock. Not as much shock as you'd write faggot in shit. Before she walks away, she just said, I'm not homophobic. I just don't like you. I was gagged.
Yeah.
Turns out the toilets were made gender neutral for the event and I didn't know. I thought I was in a safe space. Oh, how I wish that that was the end of it. Oh, it's not.
Oh.
Here we go. Then I'm drinking double time to get over the humiliation of what's just happened. All the Prosecco, the shots, the fireball, everything. I'm going overboard. I added fireball in there because it's my favourite shot.
That's a good one.
Thank you. The woman leaving is then giving a leaving speech and it's time to give her gifts.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm part of my company's social group, so I'm asked on stage to join a few others member of staff to pay thanks. I don't care what happens today. This person's already won.
Yeah, I feel like they have.
There's a row of people and she's coming to shake hands with and I can see her looking at me with trepidation.
Hmm.
Rightly so. I'm feeling really nervous, quite queasy, and oh, look, she's approaching. She goes to grab my hand and the motion is too much for me and I am sick.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like, actually sick. I point my head down to avoid vomiting in her face. But then I am directly vomiting on her and my own hand.
Oh,
it was so humiliating and there's loads of pics and videos of this too. I was given some water and put in a taxi home and I had so much...
Fuck's sake.
I have so much anxiety over this. Going into work was making me feel ill.
Yeah.
Luckily, most people have been all right, although I did have to have a welfare check-in with one of my bosses. I genuinely don't know if the shame I feel from this night will go away. Please help.
To answer your question, do you leave? Yeah. Yeah. Although she's gone now, so honestly.
She's gone. Do you know what? I once, when I worked for a nightclub years ago, turned up to a meeting, pissed, because I went out with drinks before, and we had this meeting at like 7 p.m. And I'd been out for drinks with my friend Natalie prior, and I turned up like wasted at this meeting, and I ended up having to leave the meeting, and I was being sick in the sani bin, and they found me in there, and I had to leave, and I had major anxiety after that. But everything was fine in the end. So I just hope that makes you feel a bit better.
Just to let you know, babe, we've all been there. Do you know what? I've actually been sick on somebody.
Where?
You know when you're in sixth form and you have a prom?
Yeah.
I went to prom with, like... I was one of them gays that went to prom with the girls.
Yeah, so did I.
It's just how it is. I actually went to two proms. I went to one prom with a girl called Jessie, who's now a stylist, and she works on, like, the Steps Tour, styling Steps. How gay is that?
Camp.
Very camp.
Yeah.
And then I went with my other friend from school, Megan, and we went to Bar Bar afterwards. Remember Bar Bar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That them shots, loads of shots.
Shooters, we call them, because I worked there for a bit as well when I moved to Manchester.
Yeah.
And they do these tray of shooters shots.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that remembers this throwback will be loving this reference right now. Anyway, we ordered one of these shot fountains or whatever they're called with like 30 shots
on.
Oh,
my God.
Did you do this before prom?
After prom. Or on the night out, prom's happened.
Got you.
I'm being Billy Big Bollocks as always. I want my own shooter tray. I want my own shooter tray. I want my own shooter tray. So I had my own shooter tray.
30 shots.
I had my last one, which was probably some kind of Bailey's congealed in some kind of spirit.
Yeah.
Which if anyone has had one of them shooter shots, it's probably why there is no Bar Bars hanging around anymore.
For
because
sure.
Quite frankly, it's like whale sperm in a cup.
It's horrible,
isn't
it?
It's vile.
Disgusting.
Not that I've ever had whale sperm in a cup.
But
anyway, long story short, because it's fucking going on. I turned to my mate Megan to say, this has made me feel sick. And I tapped her on the shoulder. And as she turned round, I just projectile sprayed sick. And when I say hair, dress, outfit, makeup, lashes, and it was like she'd been spunked on by a multi-fucking coloured alien. She burst out crying and ran to the toilet. She didn't speak to me all night. I was stood outside the female toilet being like, Megan! Every time someone would go in the door, I'd open the door. She was stood in her knickers and bra in there while the girls had her dress completely wet in the sink. She was trying to dry herself under the hair dryer.
For fuck's sake.
Every time someone was going in and out the door, I was like, Megan, I'm sorry! Megan, I'm really sorry, I'm really sorry. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Everyone was like, just go away, you've ruined the night out. And I was like, but where am I meant to go? I didn't mean to be sick, are you?
For sure.
Anyway, scruffy bitch went on a night out with a...
Is this Megan that I know who listens to this pod?
Does she listen to the pod?
Megan?
Yeah. No, not that Megan.
Okay.
That's Uni Meg.
Okay.
This is my old friend Meg. Anyway, she had a lovely night in the end.
Good.
I just don't think she pulled anyone that night because everyone she got near was like,
fuck it, what's that smell?
You breastfeeding.
You know, one thing I would say to this listener, you know, being on stage, throwing upon yourself and also on another woman who's leaving you is who you're supposed to be congratulating after calling her homophobic. It's uphill from here. It's uphill from here.
Yeah, if you had a national treasure barometer, you would be quite far up.
I think actually you should be taking a high-end job, whatever it was. Mm? You should be
promoted.
Going up the ladder, promoted, actually.
To be honest, I'd have just left the job and got a new one.
No, the reality is, if you are enjoying your job, people are over it by now.
Yeah.
Great, funny story. People
Fat
tell it
story.
In years' time.
Yeah.
You'll be the guy who was sick on fucking...
I love as well the iconic behaviour of her coming out of the toilet and going...
Yeah.
faggot smearing a shit. No, I love the iconic way of you coming out the toilet and going, I'm not homophobic.
My
I just
day.
Don't like you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Good fair. Which fair point.
Good fair. She might have fucking hated your guts.
Well, I've got the last story.
Go on.
And on he that him. One. I gossip. Hi, Gossip Days. I have a confession. My own cock makes me horny.
Oh, God.
What? You've lied.
I love taking pictures and videos of it during sex and watching it back. Even just looking at it in bed makes me really hot.
It's got to be a nightmare trying to get to sleep.
I honestly wish I could suck myself off. I actually crave it. This is a genuine laugh. I'm jealous of people I fuck, to be honest.
God. I mean, I'm not kink shaming.
I honestly don't know what to do because I don't think anything would satisfy me other than my own.
Oh my
cock.
God, clone a willy. If you're that into it, clone a willy. Clone a willy. Why are you right into us? Just clone a willy.
I never thought I'd see you get so excited and go, clone a willy.
Clone a willy.
We
should clone be sponsored by clone a willy.
Have you ever tried to clone a willy, guys? Come on.
You have to leave it in there a while, don't you?
Yeah.
Kai's put his hand up. Kai's in the corner, put
but
your hand up.
Where is it?
Ah.
Hang on, so someone out there has got a replica of my boyfriend's willy?
Yeah, we just split up.
Ah.
Is that
the boyfriend
true?
Or the cock?
Don't bring your boyfriend to the studio.
Don't bring your boyfriend to work day, guys, because things will pop off. See this cake? You're getting none of it.
To be fair...
Will you do another one?
I don't think...
Will you make me one?
I don't think this is kind of like unheard of.
In your mouth as well.
No, it's not unheard of. Sorry,
carry on.
I don't get turned on by my own penis, but I'm not repulsed. Like, I do enjoy it. Sometimes when I'm in the mood, I'm like, ooh, looks good.
I like mine with a ring on it. Like a 5-carat. No, I'm joking.
Party ring.
You know when it's like, so it like cock swells ring. And gets veiny.
It swells
like,
and
okay,
gets veiny.
Come
here
on,
we
daddy.
Go. Mama, come through.
Yeah. So that is mothering.
I do have to say though, I do think this listener might be a bit dramatic because getting turned on by your own dick, okay, but you're writing to us like it's ruining your life.
Yeah, I mean,
like the love of your own cock is really your biggest saboteur.
I don't think it, I think actually use
this
into your favour.
This sounds like a problem for them.
He said, I honestly don't know what to do because I don't think anything would satisfy me like my own cock. Calm down, hun.
Can he
calm
down? Can he self do it? There's a few people on
self-fuck.
X, formerly known as Twitter, that do it on their own.
Are you telling this listener to get a few ribs removed? Is that what you're saying?
You don't need ribs removed to do that.
I follow somebody on Twitter and they like I think love their own cock. Quite clearly, because they're like, oh, yeah, you take that daddy cock. Do you know what I mean?
10-inch top.
I think they're obsessed with their cock.
Right. Yeah. Well, they,
and I think they love it.
It.
It's their living it's and their, they've got their own dildo that's
like, exactly. But I think prior to.
We don't even know what the face is. We just know what the cock is. The cock is a bit more famous than the person.
This is what I mean. I feel like this person's got the same energy as 10-inch top.
Yeah, it's like when people fucking make Instagram for the dogs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Same energy.
It's the same energy as that. Like you, like I think it's. I don't think there's anything wrong in it, and there's no shame in it. Mm. I just think use it to your advantage. Like find somebody who
make your cock a Twitter.
You say is the advice we're given start an OnlyFans?
The advice
is.
Is
that what you're saying?
Channel this into a positive thing rather than a negative thing, I think is what Billy's trying to say.
Exactly. Use it to your advantage. Find somebody who loves your cock as much as you love it. And you can lay that on like a house on fire.
Imagine that in your dating bio. I'm looking for somebody who would love me as much as I love my own dick.
Oh my God.
I'm saying don't be put down by it. Enjoy it.
I want to know what it looks like for you to love it.
Send
so much.
A picture.
No, you can't ask that, Billy. It's rude.
All right, sorry. I am intrigued, though.
I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued by this.
Because, you know, if that looks like a little fun guy, I'd let you know. I'd be like, what
we're
is
not
this?
Doing
what
water
in
cock?
The fucking shiitake is going on here?
Look great in a fucking
what in the Woodland
ramen.
Trust are you showing me?
For sure. Oh, well, I'm really glad. I'm actually proud of you.
I actually also feel like, are we feeding into someone's fetish here?
I honestly, I feel like, well, I'm looking back at this letter, I think there's something...
Are they... You,
there's
something
someone's
in beating
it.
Off to this
there's
now.
There's something in it.
Let them.
I think
literally let them.
For free. For
you'd
free.
You'd be made up to know if someone was beaten off... anything to do with you, I know you would.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I wonder if anyone's ever beat off to...
Why are we saying beat off like we're in America?
Jack off, man.
Wank off. Jerk. Has anybody jerked off?
Yeah, I think, well, hey, if you jerked off to us, let us know by filling on our form.
I'm pretty sure the second listener did say they can't have sex without in silence.
Some
I'm pretty
sure they're
whacking on the gossip gaze. Do you remember when Alexis Stone had an OnlyFans?
This is true. Yeah, Alexis Phone. Hello. Hello.
Alexis Phone's like a cheap knockoff version of Alexis Stone.
New drag name, Alexis Phone.
That's funny. Remember when Alexis Stone had OnlyFans and like, but it was fake or some kind of experiment?
Yeah.
And she got like a fake mask on with a porn star.
Something like that.
And someone sent us a clip saying, you're on Alexis Stone's
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. And as she was playing with a willy in the mirror. And yeah. We were on in the background.
We were on chatting, talking
how
shit.
How mad's that?
I know.
Wow.
We are in a percentage of that fucking OnlyFans.
Yeah, fucking bitch, actually. Yeah.
Original audio.
She actually owes us money now. Yeah. Fucking bitch. How funny.
Wow, look what we've accomplished over 250 episodes, guys.
You know what?
I'm actually really excited for this Brucey bonus.
Oh, same. Check out on Monday, but we actually need to crown Erotic Goddess.
We've already done it.
Who is it? Sorry again.
Who the fuck do you think?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, the person who was sick on the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That in, you know what, 250 episodes, that
great
might be one of my favourites.
Sorry, I was diplomatised by the fucking last person.
I mean, I love helping people solve their problems, but I love it when people don't need the problem solving. They just fucking tell us a story.
Perfect.
I live.
Love it. Well, thank you very much, Sam, Lily May, Kai, actually, and Danny. Is he?
And Morgan in spirit. He's Morgan's actually not. He's in my house packing me bags.
He is. Is that it? Are we done? Fab? Let's crack this cake open and have a slice.
Should we take some pictures with it first?
Yeah.
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 Do you want to do the get in touch and goodbye?
Nah, get in touch. Bye.
Do you want us to do it properly?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, that's it. That's the show. If you want to get in touch.
I'll do it.
Fucking hell, guys. Call the pros in. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, any funny stories, anything really, camp, crazy, or
cuckoo.
Everyone's on the fucking phone.
Cuckoo, sorry.
Then send us a WhatsApp, text, voice notes, go wild.
Yep.
DM us at Gossip Gaze Pod on Insta. Mm-hmm. Fill in our form.
Yep.
On Insta. Or you know what? Just send us a WhatsApp. It's in the description of the bio of the thing that you're listening to. We know what we're doing. We're 250 episodes in. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star glowing review. Mm-hmm. And if you've been crazy enough to action anything that we've told you to do, get back in touch, sweetie.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Monday with a brand new Brucey bonus. You know, 250-ish. See you then.
Bye.
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 Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.